Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Emor, and we feel Kabbalah Satayra Shavuos coming upon us. Now, naturally, Parshas Emor has in it the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer, as well as the Yom Tif of Shavuos, and it's only natural that those are the parts of the Parsha that I would choose to discuss today. Let's start with the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer. Rav Gedalia Shor has a rule throughout his Ar Gedaliahu that every Yom Tif, and actually every mitzvah, has one main nekuda, one main point about it, which is true about all of the Tariq mitzvahs, but which is special to that mitzvah. For example, Yom Tif has Simcha. Simcha is important in every mitzvah, but it's special to Yom Tif. Chayk is a chayk. There's an aspect of hidden reasons to every mitzvah. But it's special to Parah Aduma, the main Nakuda, etc. What about Sfira Saimer? What is the main Nakuda of Sfira Saimer, the main point of Sfira Saimer? In the Divrei Yael, the Sabbat Rebbe writes, in this week's Parasha, on page Resh Chav Beis, that the main point of Sfira Saimer, which is true about all the mitzvahs, Taryag Mitzvah Satulim, but what's special, the special message of Sfira Saimer, is that a person has to consider it important to prepare for something before the time is upon us. The Nekuda of Sfira Saimer is preparation for Kabbalah Satayra. And the idea is that the preparation in itself has a value. It's not just, well, prepare so you should have it. You put gears in the car so that you can drive. So why do you put gears in the car? Because you have to prepare. But no one would say that putting gears in the car is itself something important. Not that way with mitzvahs. By mitzvahs, when we prepare for a mitzvah, the preparation is itself something very important. Usvartem, it says, and count, Zakta Satmar Rebbe, similar to Visafra by Azava. Azava, a woman who's Azava, in order to become Tahar, has to count 7 days. And after 7 clean days, she can go to the mikveh and become tahar. We all understand the 7 days, not just the preparation. Without the 7 days of tahara, it's not possible. The whole tahara is not possible. The same thing with svartem. Without the counting of days, without the preparation, it's really not possible to have an appropriate Kabbalah Satayra. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin, Chayiv Adam L'Tayr Es Atzmai B'Regel, that a person has to go to the mikveh of Yom Tif in preparation for Yom Tif. The Turiyevan asks, of course, the Torah is talking about the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where you have to eat Karban Chagiga and bring an Eilas Riya. Of course you have to become Tahar. Why bring a special drasha that you have to become Tahar? Says the Satmar Rebbe, the same thing. The chiddush of that Gemara is the chayav adam, a person has to be mitar himself before the Yom Tif, in preparation for the Yom Tif. He can't wake up Yom Tif morning and say, oh, I got to go to Beis HaMikdash, let me run to the mikveh. No. It's all an idea of hachana, of preparation. And the chashivas of Sfira Saimer is that there be a period of preparation. We shouldn't get too busy with everything else and have Sfira Saimer just 60 seconds a night. Sfira Saimer is a concept, it's an idea, it's a thought, it's a countdown or a count up to Matan Torah. The Chinuch brings Sfira Saimer, Mitzvah Shin Vav, and he says something slightly different. He says that the shayrish of this mitzvah, the root of the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer is Laharis Goidel Chavivus Vishtaikakus, to show a love and an anticipation towards Matan Torah. Ad shemeroivi shishtakakos anumainin ayamim vashvuais kodim shemishtakik ledavah chashev. It's like a person who's anticipating something of great importance. V'katzra ruchai litzpais ad sheyizaka lo'isei davar. And he's going crazy till he can get there. It's an excited anticipation for the Yom Tif. And that's what Sfira Saimer is about. Somebody who understands human nature will understand that the reason the Satmar Rebbe brings and the Shoresh HaMitzvah of the Chinuch Hainuhach, it's all one. The Samar Rebbe writes that you need preparation for the mitzvah. You have to prepare. And the Chinuch writes about anticipation and excitement. We all understand that if you have excitement, anticipation towards something, then you prepare for it. The bar mitzvah boy, whose bar mitzvah is coming, he prepares, he's excited to get his tefillin and his tefillin bag and the clothing he's going to wear as a bar mitzvah boy, and his preparation, his peshetel. The preparation shows a element of excitement. If a bar mitzvah boy is excited, then he's going to be preparing. If he's not preparing, he's not excited. There's something wrong. His bar mitzvah is coming. And I'm not talking about preparing, getting children. There's something wrong. Got to figure out what's going on. Because excitement and anticipation and effort and preparation, those two things go together. The same thing with Matan Torah. If you are not preparing for Kabbalah Satayra, then you are not mishtaikek. Then you don't have any excitement, any anticipation for Kriya Satayra. If you say you do, it's lip service. Because anybody who's excited and anticipating is preparing, doing something to prepare. Very sad. There was an ad in all the Jewish magazines and newspapers a couple of years ago. It had big letters on top. Shavuos is not just cheesecake. Well, he's right. Shavuos is not just cheesecake. Underneath it said, no, it's blintzes and all kinds of delightful cheese foods. Rachmana Litzlan. Shavuos is not just cheesecake. That's true. But it's chas v'sholem that it's blintzes. Disgusting ad. Terribly disgusting. Shavuos is about Kabbalah Satayra. Last year, during the pandemic, nobody had an ad that Shavuos is all about blintzes and cheesecake. No, because then our values were in the right place. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us this year to a Shavuos that will be more open. The Beis Medrash will be full all night. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Should it be any less than last year? Are we more free this year to have more cheesecake and blintzes? Chas v'sholem. And so, we have an excitement towards the Shavuos, an anticipation, and that means a preparation. Got to prepare for Shavuos by night. Take out a Megillas Rus, it's Thursday night. You go to Mishmer tonight, Lag BaOmer, Mishmer night. Take out a Rus, start preparing for Kabbalah Satayra. Let's move from Sfiras HaOmer to the part of the parsha that talks about Shavuos. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ukrosam Be'etzem Hayayim Hazeh Mikrokai Yishyolachem. Of course, the psukim talk about every Yom Tov. About Shavuos, it uses a unique lashon. Be'etzem hayom hazeh. In the day itself. Be'etzem hayom hazeh. The day itself. Well, every day is a day itself. What does it mean, be'etzem hayom hazeh? The Netziv in his Hamikdavar says, it comes to tell us that Shavuos, you have to wait for the night. Don't add to the Yom Tov beforehand. You got to wait. You all know Shavuos by night. We wait till the night. The Meshech Chachma says a very similar thing. Etzem Hayom Hazeh She'ein Tosis Yom Tov Klal L'Shavuos. We don't add to Chag HaShavuos. Every Yom Tov Mitzvah to add. Every Shabbos a Mitzvah to add. Shemitah is a Mitzvah to add. But not Shavuos. Not Shavuos. I need an explanation. Why should Shavuos of all the Yomim Tovim be be'etzem hayom hazeh, not have a mitzvah to add to the day, something of a problem. The Velt says, people say, based on the language brought in the Magen Avraham, I believe, that we need tmimais. Shabbos tmimais. So somehow tmimais means you can't start Shavuos early. The 7 weeks are not complete. You can't start Shavuos early. If we understand that the preparation for Yom Tov is a value unto itself. It's not just filling up the gas tank so you can drive. They can drive, do it early, and start driving early. No, the preparation has its own value, its own anticipation, its own effect of making the Yom Tov and Kabbalah Satayra important to you. If you understand that, then we understand. Shavuos is when Shavuos is. And don't take away 1 minute of preparation. Don't take away 1 minute. If you think preparation is like you have to prepare the Shabbos table. So you have to set the table. No, you want to start the Suda 5 minutes early? No problem. We'll set it a little more quickly. If you think that preparing is like preparing the Shabbos table, it's something which is just a means to an end and has not, it's not an end into itself, then you have a kasha. Why should Shavuos be different than every Yom Tov? But if you understand that Shavuos is different than every Yom Tov, because on Shavuos we prepare for the Yom Tov, the preparation is its own value, it's an end unto itself. If you understand that, then we're in business. Then we understand that you need tmimais. You don't want to take a minute away of your preparation. And Shavuos is be'etzem hayom hazeh. So, a thought regarding Sfiras HaOmer, a thought regarding the pasuk by Shavuos, and Hayinu Hach, all one package. I'd like to end with a kasha on the Rambam regarding this week's parasha. As you know, this week's parasha has many, many Yamim Tovim. The Rambam, in counting the mitzvahs, counts each chag, the mitzvah to not do malacha, shvisas yamtiv, not doing malacha on yamtiv. Each chag is a separate mitzvah. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Tes, Kuf Samuch, Kuf Samuch Aleph, etc. The Chinuch too, he doesn't say there's one mitzvah, don't do malacha on yamtiv. No. The Chinuch says, Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Zayin, Reish Tzadik Ches, Mitzvah Shin, etc. Separate mitzvahs for not doing malacha on each yom tif, the Urayim, Mitzvah Kuf Yud Aleph, Kuf Yud Beis, etc. Rasad Yigayin has also separate assays and separate lice assays each yom tif. Which means that the mitzvah of resting on Sukkot is one mitzvah, on Shavuos another Sukkot, another mitzvah. The mitzvah of not doing malacha on Pesach, another mitzvah. And not only that, even not doing malacha the first day of Pesach is one mitzvah. Not doing malacha the last day of Pesach is another mitzvah. So that, in the minyan of the 613 malachas, there are quite a number that are separate mitzvahs. Now you'll say, fine, geshmak, separate mitzvahs. What's the kasha? The Rambam, in the first section of his Sefer HaMitzvahs, has 14 shroshim, 14 rules for how to count mitzvahs. And in the 13th rule, the Shairish Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, and I'm quoting, Sheha mitzvahs, Lo yarbe misparam kimispar hayomim shenischayev bahem hamitzvah hahi. Again, Sherish Gimel. Shamitzvah lo yarbe misparam. You don't count them as separate numbered mitzvahs. Kimispar hayomim shenischayev bahem mitzvah hahi, because you have that mitzvah more times. If it's the same mitzvah, Kriyashma, morning and evening. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, mitzvah sasei yud. It's all one mitzvah. Why? You do it in the morning, do it in the evening. La yarve misparam. You don't add to them because of the amount of times they're done. Same thing with the carbon tamid. You bring a carbon tamid every day in the morning, every day in the evening. One mitzvah, mitzvah sasei lamites. Kasha is, why is shvisas yamtiv any different? It's true. The mitzvah of taking a lulav is one mitzvah, eating matzah is another mitzvah, all separate. That I understand. But the mitzvah of shvisas yantiv, of not doing malacha, tzarech biur. It should all be one big mitzvah that has a number of different days on which it applies. Tzarech Ian Gadol, I'll give you something to think about over the Shabbos Suda. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely meaningful Lag BaOmer. What's special about Lag BaOmer? It's the beginning of the third of Sfira, as Rav Shor writes. The third of Sfira is Torah. The first third is Avodah, has the Yontif of Pesach. Middle third is Gemilas Chasadim, it has Pesach Sheni, which is a Chesed. And the last third, beginning with Lag BaOmer, are the days of Zchusei HaTorah, Me'mi B'Zaycha, Bezos Hashem, to prepare properly, to make it a Lag BaOmer of Torah and learning. In Yitzhak Hashem, tonight we're going to have a hadlaka in the Agudas Yisrael of Madison. Not outdoors, indoors. We're going to have an hadlaka, a burning fire of Limud HaTorah. Hope that you will all be there. A good and Shabbos to one and all.